Soto swings, hits a mile high pitch into right center. It's fairly deep. Crawford is back near the track. He leaps, and it is gone. Second homer of the night for Juan Soto. A towering fly ball to right center field. And it's his 17th of the year, and it's 3-1 New York.
Yeah, that one wasn't fun. That looked like a pop-up off of Juan Soto's bat. He just kept carrying and carrying and carrying. Second homer of the night. Boy, here Juan Soto makes this place his personal playground. When he comes here, it's like home run after home run after home run.
Yeah, he thought it was since 40 games or something like that. He's got like 18 home runs or something like that. I think he has
the second most home runs ever in this park by a visitor, and he's only played like 40-something games here. It's nuts.
Yeah.
You know,
he's at home here.
He is. Yeah. Well, and you know, in an alternative universe, I tried to bring him here a couple times, and no one wanted to do that. But that's all right. I mean, we don't have Juan Soto. No big deal. We have Trey Turner instead. No Juan Soto. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. All right, are you still in on the Phillies as a World Series team? It's been a roller coaster this season, right? In April, I think we were all just rock bottom out. Then it got super red hot with Mattingly in here, and they're winning every game, and we all got back on board. Here we've kind of leveled out a little bit here, and they've got issues they need to fix. I am still in. They have work to do, though. They got to fix this roster, specifically in two spots with pitching. I think the back of the rotation is now going to be one they have to do soon because I don't even know who's going to take the next turn as the fifth starter. I don't even know if they know. The guy that came in last night to finish the game, Bryce Wilson, he might start it. I mean, Alan Ronhell, Hugh Douglas. I don't know who's going to pitch.
I don't want that. I'd be pitching batting practice.
Wow. Or in the dirt.
Yeah, I mean, we know that. The divot in Clearwater, they still haven't fixed.
They still haven't fixed. Yeah, it's still a dent.
Yeah.
But no, that's not, no.
So we have that issue, and we also have an issue of needing another bat in the lineup. Can we hear Dave Dombrowski yesterday, before we go back to the phone lines, on the couple issues? Let's start with how they fill in, what they do for the Painter spot in the rotation.
I mean, it's been one that we focused on. We've got four that match up with anybody's probably in baseball, so... And I think most clubs are searching for their fifth and beyond that. So, this is, unfortunately, we thought Andrew would be ready to continue throughout the year. Didn't quite make it, but doesn't mean he's not going to be back and pitch very well for us. We still think he has the type of ability. We've got a couple guys down there that we're happy to be bringing up. Great bullpen depth. So, you know, we'll just see what ends up happening. I'd have to say most clubs that I talk to don't have starting pitching depth, so there's very few that are, you know, if you get hit in the wrong spot, you're going to throw somebody out there. It's tough for us to top our top three at this point, and Nola throws hopefully the way he's capable of throwing. It's pretty tough to top those four.
All right. Well, at least at the end, there was a little reality there when he kind of narrowed it down to the top three, right?
Yeah,
the top three.
He threw Nola back in there because hopefully, you know, outside of, like, unlike Painter, Nola's been down this track before. And hopefully he can work himself out of it. That's kind of what you're hoping for.
Yeah, Nola's better than Painter right now, obviously. Painter was so bad, he had to go to the minor leagues. One thing, though, that was a very generous characterization of Andrew Painter. We hoped he would make it. He wasn't quite ready to get to the finish line. Quite ready? It's June, Dave. He's talking like it's, well, he made it to September. It's June, and you had to send him to the minor leagues, and he had a 7 ERA. I don't know. The sirens in the background there felt very appropriate for what the hell Dave's trying to spin there. They need another pitcher. He needs to find another pitcher as soon as he can. So that's one issue. Hugh, then there's the other issue of the bat. And yesterday, I was waiting for this question because it is one we seemingly ask every year to the Phillies and to Dave Dombrowski. Would Bryce Harper be willing? Would you guys be willing to put Bryce Harper back in right field if the best bat you could get is a first baseman? Here's Dave Dombrowski on that yesterday, and I didn't like this answer.
Would you rule out the possibility of acquiring a right-handed hitting first baseman and potentially moving Bryce back to right field?
I don't think so. I mean, we haven't talked to him about it. I know he's always been very open-minded to try to help the organization however he can. We haven't talked to him, and I really don't contemplate because I really like the way he goes about his business at first base and think of him as a... One thing we wouldn't do is keep going back and forth if we ever did that. I mean, but I'm looking at him as being our first baseman.
So, you know what I heard there, Hugh? I heard the word that Dave Dombrowski used. He didn't use it there, but I heard it in his voice and in the way he spoke. I heard content. We're content with Bryce at first base. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Every year, I watch the Dodgers move people around, and do whatever it takes to win a World Series. And that, if that is, you know, Ohtani going back and forth from pitching to hitting, if it is moving Mookie Betts from the outfield to the infield, if it's using relievers out of the bullpen, like whatever it takes for that year to win is what the Dodgers do. Meanwhile, the Phillies have a gigantic hole in right field, which has been there from the minute Bryce Harper left the outfield. That hole has existed. They have not filled it for all these years. And we're looking at a trade deadline, and yesterday was not great news for the Phillies in the trade deadline. Number one, we kind of hit it a few minutes ago. Mike Trout's on the injured list, now with a hamstring. And Byron Buxton, who's probably the best outfield bat available over Trout, said yesterday he doesn't really plan on or want to move, waive his no-trade clause. So those are probably the two best, and they're probably out of the Phillies' reach. So, Hugh, I think that was the Bulldog Dave you were asking the question.
It was.
It's pretty clear that the best bats that could be moved could end up being first basemen, not outfielders.
Yes.
And it's not that hard to imagine a scenario where the Phillies could trade for a first baseman that could really hit and help and just move Bryce to the outfield. And I listened to Dave yesterday, and it doesn't sound like he's very keen on doing that.
Well, I think part of the reason is because this late in the game, it's kind of aggressive move to try to move him to the outfield right now.
I don't think it is.
I mean, but that's kind of where we're at right now with Bryce. Now, as far as helping the team out, you really don't have too many chess pieces or plays that you have that you can make. And that would be the easiest one to make when you talk about the abundance of potential second baseman, I mean first baseman being available as opposed to outfielders. So it's one of those things, even though it's late in the game and it's an aggressive move, you need to do something to help make your team better. And that's kind of how you have to look at it. And I hear you when you say content, because with the potential of injuries being starting to pile up on you, you're not in a good spot to be content in any way, shape, or form.
No, and your outfield stinks. I mean, you have no right fielder. And, like, all right, so I understand it's the middle of the season. Like, to do that is not a simple thing, but he played the position for a decade. I mean, like, Bryce Harper could go out to right field today, and I think it wouldn't even look any different than it looked for the first few years he was here. I think he'd be absolutely just adequate at it. He played out there from 2012 until 2022. That was his position. He played it the whole time. He was fine. In fact, I thought at times he was really good at it. So I think he could do it. And I didn't love the sense of, well, I like Bryce at first. I don't care what you like.
It was just such a typical Dave Dombrowski. Like, oh, you know, every club has an issue with the fifth starter. Yeah. Not every club is supposed to be contending for a World Series, Dave. That, I mean, like, I just can't stand that stuff. I don't care about those other clubs. Get better pitching. Get better players. Like, you have to add to this roster. And I think part of my worry is that they're pretty barren in the farm system, at least in terms of, like, I don't know, the names that we were able to throw around last season and the year before, and even the year before that. Big names. Yeah. It doesn't feel like we can do that right now because of what we have to sell. So the only thing that they can do, I think, is get aggressive or get creative. And getting creative, like, God forbid, Bryce has to play in the outfield for 3 months.
He'll be fine.
He's going to be okay. Or, you know what? Like, even if they have Trey Turner. What if Harper really doesn't want to go in the outfield, put Trey's ass in the freaking outfield. I mean, it can't be that much worse. So, I don't know. Like, they would have to find ways to get creative to add to this team, and it doesn't feel like they're willing to do that.
Yeah, what frustrates me is the team they can't get past, the Dodgers, is the team that is the most willing to be flexible with their roster. They will do whatever it takes every year to try to go win the World Series. And to hear Dave Dombrowski, I was like, well, I like Bryce at first. That's not the question, Dave. Like, no one asked you, do you like Bryce Harper at first base? The question is, if the best bat available is a right-handed hitting first baseman, Bryce to the outfield, what do you think of that? Like Dave Dombrowski's way too smart of an executive to not answer questions and me not to just say, Dave, that's BS. Like, that's not the question. I don't care that you like Bryce Harper at first base. What makes you the best team right now, based on what's available, is probably Bryce Harper going back to right field. We'll see where it goes, but if I had a guess today, Hugh, based on the Buxton thing, he doesn't want to waive his no trade, Trout hurt again, the best bat that's going to be moved probably will be an infielder and probably will be a first baseman. So if they sit that out, that's on them.
Yeah, and it's not a good look. I think when you talk about the state of baseball, the potential of it being a lockout and your team getting older, there's a lot of things working against you in all of this. And if you're really serious and sincere about pushing all in, this looks like this would probably be the time to do it.
Yeah, that's a good word. Are you serious? Like, are the Phillies serious about we're going to win the World Series? Well, then they got to be serious about being uncomfortable and moving people around. Luke in Riverton is up on WIP. Hey, Luke.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Good, Luke. What's up?
So, I will say, even despite Trout's injury, I still think it would be wise to trade for him. I mean,
hey,
we're
Luke,
at a point right now Luke, where the Phillies
I'm sitting here. You ain't gonna speak to me. I'm here too.
Oh, hey Hugh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
So
you
I'm
can make your point.
I'm with you on the Trout thing. A little hamstring injury is not stopping me. Not after all these years, Luke. I cannot be stopped now. I'd still, you know, assuming it's not like a tear and he's not out for months. I'm still interested, of course.
Yeah, of course. He's on the 10-day IL,
yep.
So he'll be back, and they shouldn't make any type of move until they're like probably around the All-Star break, where they get a good sense that he's back and that the Phillies are also haven't completely went down the drain. But another interesting thing is that in terms of the bullpen, we actually have two guys in Double-A right now that potentially could make a run for the September roster at the very least. McFarlane and that Che Wing Pon guy.
Mm-hmm.
McFarlane
has been on my radar for a while. Yeah, and look, this happens, you know, I'd say once every few years, right? There's a guy that moves very quick as a reliever. I mean, we saw it, what year was it, 23 with Kirkering? Right? Kirkering started off in basically like A-ball, and then the last 2 weeks of the season he got here. So that's always on my radar, Luke, and I think like the bullpen I'm not overly concerned about, but I think we all see it. They could use... I actually like Bolin a lot. I think Bolin might end up being their second-best reliever after Duran, but they could use another arm or two down there, clearly.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And also, this might cost a pretty penny and may not be the most popular decision, but I think the Phillies could look towards the Mariners pitching factory to get their guy. I mean, Bryce Miller or Luis Castillo, none of them like the 3-4 inning stretch thing they have going down there. And I think it could be a potential trade candidate for that.
It's an interesting idea. Well, I mean, and Luke, for people out there who don't know what you're talking about, the Mariners have so much starting pitching, like so much, including a guy that's about to come up that might be just as good as all the other guys they have that's in the minors, that they're they actually agreed to do like piggyback starts so they all stay in the rotation. Luke, good phone call. I mean, Hugh, that the Mariners might be the team that everyone's envious in baseball. They have so many good starters that instead of someone losing their job, they all agreed like as a group, like, all right, I'll just go 3 innings, you go 4, and the next time we'll switch. Like, they basically have 7 guys that are so
good.
That's
pretty cool that they do that.
Yeah, that they're just basically sharing their spots.
Yeah, but you got to get – I think you would have to get creative if you're talking about getting some starting pitching,
yeah.
If you're getting some more pitching.
Yeah, well, and they're obviously, Seattle's not just going to give those guys up because they're highly valuable pieces. 215-592-9494. All right, your calls on the Phillies here. Are you in? Are you out? Where are you with this team as a World Series contender at this point? But – it is a Friday, and you know what we do around here on Fridays. We do a little Friday Friday. All right, well, it is Father's Day weekend, so happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Hope it's going to be a great weekend for you. So we thought today would be a fun Friday. Give us bad Father's Day gifts. Now, this could be one maybe you've received, maybe you gave when you were younger, or maybe just gave it last year. Who knows?
You want to get my dad on the line?
Have you given him a bad Father's Day gift?
Well,
I mean, he probably would
every
say
time
yes.
I'm sure whatever story or whatever I did is...
You know. Yes. You know where I'm at with Father's Day gifts this
What's
point?
What's that?
Well, I mean, I'll be excited whatever the kids do this weekend. But I am at the point now where if I was asked, what would you like? You know what I would say, Hugh?
What?
Quiet.
Yeah, just leave me alone.
It's not even leave me alone. Like, I don't mind being with... But I just want quiet.
Yeah. Leave me alone.
Just quiet. You know, as time goes on, quiet becomes very underrated.
You know what it is about Father's Day for fathers? It's we don't ask for a lot.
Mm-mm.
We know that the day is Mother's Day, and mothers deserve everything that is given to them. It's for me, and my kids have gotten better with this, but it's the thought behind the gift.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it's not, I think for most fathers, it's not so much about the price of the gift or anything like that.
Not,
it's
yeah.
about the thought behind the gift. And a lot of times it feels like, not lately, but it feels like in the past that it was almost like, oh, it's Father's Day. Just get him anything. You know what I mean? Go get him that screwdriver that you get from the, you know, that little screwdriver set that they used to have back in the day.
Mm.
Get him one of those. Now, I mean, most dads are cool with those, but if you want to put a little thought into it, get him like one of those nice ones with the Milwaukee screw, like the
good brand,
the good brand. Like, get him something that, you know, you put a little thought in. And even with that, I would think that that's probably a couple $100, maybe not even that much, about $100. Who knows? You know, but I think it's more so the thought about who your pops is to get the gift for him.
So, you know, it's funny you say that because you're right. It's not for me, and my kids are still young, but like they don't have money. But like it's not about how much they spend, right? You know, Hugh, one of my favorite ones they ever did for me?
What's that?
They just baked me cookies, like my favorite cookies. And I was like, this is the coolest gift ever, right? They baked cookies and I got cookies. That it's the thought that counts. It is. Yeah. Our Father's Day gifts for Tri Day Friday. Give us a bad one. You've either given, received, or you could give for Father's Day. 215-592-9494. Eric in Germantown, up on WIP. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. What's going on, man?
What's going on?
How you doing today? What are you thinking?
Good, man. I'm thinking, Hugh, tell me what kind of thought they put into getting me a bug zapper.
A good gift. You talking about the ones one you put the salt in and shoot the bugs? Or is it laser one?
None of that. No, it's the light. That's from like back in 2005.
I know what you're talking about.
The one you put on the back patio and it like zaps him.
Oh, so you talk not the actual gun. You want the light, the big green, the purple light, right? That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, I thought you were talking about. I thought you meant the actual gun. Oh, a gun.
What are you gonna be like Ghostbusters out of here shooting these bugs?
It's like they have a zapper.
Hey, you.
Yes.
You. Hugh, I didn't say the bug shooter laser gun. I said the bug zapper.
No, when you said like that was the accuracy. First thing that I thought about. I don't know, man. You got to just tell them, you know. No, you got to. You know what? I think the best thing to do is say, hey, you know, these bugs on the back porch are making it.
Now he's saying this happened to him. He got the zapper.
Oh, you didn't. Wait a minute. You didn't like that gift?
No, Hugh, this is the worst gift.
Oh, dog. You know what's funny? My fault, Eric. I got excited.
You want a bug zapper?
Different strokes for different folks. No. I could see Hugh entertaining himself out of the porch just watching bugs get lit up.
Hearing them get, like, zapped.
See, Eric, like I said, I vibrate on a different frequency, man. I got kind of excited when you said that.
Oh, man. You've been out here slaving over the grill. We're going to get you a bug zapper. No, man, I'd have rather had the baked cookies, man.
Eric, my kids are 11 and 9, and I don't want them to know this. They're never going to top those cookies. I mean, that was the best. It was like 24 cookies. I ate them all.
Good thing no one can hear.
I love that,
and they're home today, so they're not here.
I love that, man. And I got a bug zapper one year. I got some beer soap. Come on, man. It's not
beer
good.
Yeah, soap. See, the beard soap, you get that yourself.
What's beer soap?
Like the soap for your beard. Like
beer.
The beard
I thought
soap.
I said beer soap. I'm like, spend one night in college. Yeah. You might as well have applied beer soap.
No, beer. B-E-E-R, like Corona.
Oh,
beer.
Okay, so we're
right. No, it is. With beer soap?
So you smell of beer after you take a shower type of thing?
Yeah.
Do you just smell like a flat frat basement, like a stale beer smell? Pretty disgusting.
I never even heard of it. Never even heard of it. Can we talk Phillies now?
Yeah, of course. Right. Go ahead.
It's after we blew that.
Forgot about it.
Sorry, our bad.
That was a little depressing, man. But in true Philly fan fashion, Hugh, Joe, I love your spirit. But when you guys came in, you didn't really give anything positive. It was all like if this, if that, and then Turner got a hammy and all this stuff. Like
shows where we're at right now.
We're trying our best
here. There's a couple things that I want to give to you right now. I want to hear your opinion. And Hugh, as a former player in the locker room, I want to get your opinion on what it's like when you're in that contented space, like the Browns get that contented. You know, we're all right with that. And you just touched on that, Joe. But to be in that locker room when you guys are looking at each other and you need a disruptor, not like on a Trump level, but I mean, like you need something to shake it up. What you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like you to give me something on that, Hugh, if you could. And really, I'm a Michael Lewis fan. Moneyball, The Undoing Project, I love it, man. I'm wondering what that looks like if we can, you know, maybe add a pitcher to stop a run here, get a couple bats to create a run here. Now we're up two runs. We can maybe add two runs a game. How does that look? Going into the deadline and are there creative ways, I guess, that we could incorporate quality players on both offense and defense with this team? I'll listen to you.
Well, you got Eric, good phone call. And I'm a Michael Lewis fan too. And the Moneyball thing, I mean, it's just, you know, it's kind of looking at the same picture, but differently, right? In the aggregate, how do we build the best team? And that's, you know, that's to that point, it's kind of why a few weeks ago, I know a lot of people, I know you were, Hugh, and Kyle was, like, really excited about Skubal. The idea of, even though they need a bat, add pitching, right? Because it's not about you just have to score more runs than the other team. Now, if you win 2-1 or you win 6-5, it's a win, right? That doesn't matter. So, one creative way could be they just strengthen the pitching, which is supposed to be their strength anyway. I mean, so there's. Or another way, Hugh, could be they move Bryce Harper off of first base to get the best bat they can, who happens to play the position of their best player, right? There's good teams have to get creative because everyone's in the same boat, basically.
Yeah, and you have to be adaptive.
Yes.
I think that's the biggest thing. And as far as the locker room is concerned, you know, it's odd because most times when you're in a situation where you feel like, I would think that you feel like you have a chance, you're more than willing to do what it takes to make the team better.
Right.
And when you and I'm pretty sure guys are probably looking at the paper and they're looking at the standings and everything, and they see you have a pretty basic idea of what potentially is easier to get than other things. And right now for the Phillies, it looks like it's easier to get a first baseman than it is an outfielder. And for Dombrowski to draw the hard line like that kind of tells you where they are with it. So, you know, you just don't know. I don't like as far as baseball. Don't know, because it feels like, from him saying that, they're kind of content on where they are.
I agree, and I hate that. And, you know, I almost think Dave Dombrowski is missing the big picture on this when it comes to Harper. The Phillies have an advantage. Let's just say the Dodgers and the Braves do not. The Dodgers and Braves, if they wanted to, really can't acquire a first baseman, right? Freddie Freeman can't play the outfield.
Yeah, he can't do a whole lot. You have a versatile player that can you can move around, that can, you know, you can strengthen your outfield.
Yep.
And then have somebody else come in and play first base, somebody that's more comfortable doing it. Somebody that's not as flexible as Bryce Harper.
Same thing with Matt Olson with the Braves. He's entrenched as a first baseman and a very good one. But, like, they can't just move Matt Olson to the outfield all of a sudden. Like, the Phillies have, at first base, a guy that was an outfielder for an entire decade in Major League Baseball that they paid to be a right fielder. Let's not forget how Bryce Harper got here. It wasn't to be the Phillies' first baseman. It was to be their right fielder. So the idea that they couldn't, wouldn't, or are content with him at first base when the best bats could be first basemen, that's the opposite of what our caller's talking about being flexible. 215-592-9494. Coming up, your phone calls on all of this. The Phillies as a World Series contender, are you in or are you out? Eric kind of sniffed out that Hugh and I are in, but we have some reservations here. He felt that. I get it. I mean, I do. I mean,
I thought Eric liked the bugs.
You guys might as well just come on home and be out.
Well,
I mean, it sounds
I'm
like
not
if
ready
this,
to be
if
out.
That guys, they're cool.
All right.
I thought the
I'm
bugs apple was
say
a cool gift, though. I
well, if Harper's cool listening, he knows what to get you on Sunday.
Yeah,
bug zapper. All right,
you
coming
think he's
up.
Listening?
Is Harper
probably
listening?
Not, no.
All right, coming up. We'll get all your phone calls. Plus, Try Day Friday for bad Father's Day gifts, either given or you could give here. Father's Day coming up. Plus, we've been dancing around something all week, and every time it comes up, we get into a big debate. No, I'm not specifically speaking on Hugh's Rocky take, but more about the quarterback, Jalen Hurts. Something specifically about him that always gets brought up to the conversation. Should it? We'll hit that next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.